Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to another Wednesday night of The Art of Seduction, where we delve into scintillating sensual rights. My name is Naomi Sierra, and with me is my co-host, Pam Ray. Me and Pam Ray are poets on a website called allpoetry.com and in a group called Late Night Poets. You don't have to be part of the group to listen or enjoy the show, but it's highly recommended because, you know, it makes your experience so much more pleasant. And hello, Pam. How are you tonight?
Well, hello, Naomi. How are you?
Oh, how I feel.
Pam's not here tonight.
I'm just checking.
Yeah, Pam can't do two things back to back yet, so I'm the designated driver for the evening.
Well, I'm so happy. So this is Phil, everybody. Scrap out Pam's name there and put in Jean's, put in Phil My Eyes. Well, I'm happy to have you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
And I got the cold sweats all warmed up and ready. I'm only kidding.
Oh, good.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, listen, you have another caller. We have Laurent on the line, so let me pick him up. And here
okay.
you go. Hello, Laurent.
Hi, Laurent.
Bonsoir, les dames. How are you guys?
I'm good. Recuperating. I was gonna be more trying to be more funny. I was gonna say resuscitating, you know, from the dead. There, coming back from the dead from COVID. But as you can see, I'm doing much, much better. And I'm still here. I'm still alive, and COVID is over and behind me. So yeah, I beat the stupid thing. And how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right. Maintaining an even strength.
Good. And Phil, you? Always?
I'm always tired, but other than that, I'm good. You know, life is all right.
Good, right. I ran two contests. Well, I ran one contest for this week, but then I have carryovers from last week. And I have carryovers from last week, which was oh my gracious. This week it's brush stroke. And last week it was whispers. Yeah, it was sensuous whispers. So, I have a couple of carryovers from last week. Well, quite a few, actually. And then we'll go into the new contest for this week. So, we have quite a few rights on the board. And so you want to delve right in?
Yeah. Whatever it is you want to do, Naomi.
Okay. So I'm going to put up our first right. And if Laurent, you can give that a read for us, please. If I can find the room. Oh, my gracious. This is going so well tonight. I'm going to get there. Oh, hi, Frank, on the board. Okay. So there it is up. And by G.A. Green. So whenever you're ready, Laurent.
Thank you. Whispers of Intention by J.A. Green. Like the crash of a wave at high tide, nerve endings react in unified precision. Interlaced fingers squeeze tighter still. With hot, shaky breath against a pensive earlobe, she whispered, "Could you ever imagine this right now?" Followed by a slow, longing exhale, it was becoming real. All of us can speak of carnal collaborations, but when you find that one, it changes you. Clichés happen, and sometimes too often. Quoting a tautology, we don't know what we don't know. When all of your senses are jump-started to new heights, the status quo is reset by whispers of intention. End poem.
Oh, what an awesome, awesome read, Laurent. I just love the first stanza there when she says, with hot, shaky breath against the pensive earlobe, she whispered, "Could you ever imagine this right now?" Followed by a slow, longing exhale, it was becoming real. And in the second stanza where she goes into, you know, what's happening and it finishes off with the status quo is reset by whispers of intention. Excellent write by J.A. Green here. Phil, what are your thoughts?
Well, I thought this was a wonderful write. I liked how it was done. I liked how it was pulled together. And looking at the stanzas, you know, all of us can speak of carnal collaborations, but when you find that one, it changes you. Clichés happen, and sometimes too often. Quoting a tautology, We don't know what we don't know when all of our senses are jump-started to new heights. The status quo is reset by whispers of intention. I love that. That was great. Very well done. And thank you, J.A. Green.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Amazing comment there, Jean. And Laurent, your thoughts?
Yeah. When one is in a situation where the senses are heightened, and tensions are high, and anticipation is growing, and then to have everything crash like a wave at high tide, you find yourself in a position where what you had thought was going to happen is different from what did happen. When all of your senses are jump-started to new heights, the status quo is reset by whispers of intention. What a wonderful way to signal the change in perception of a moment than those whispers of intention. Ah, lovely piece.
Mm-hmm. Great, great comment there, Laurent. Awesome. And I have our next write-up, which is by High. Oh, yeah, I really like this one. High Plains Poet. I don't know if that's I presume it's a man, but I'll give it a read anyway. Tides, your coastline beckons, the surf is calling, the sound of us crashing as in the rising tides. Together we wake into the tidal pools as if Eden restored full-face exposure, delighting in the taste of salty spray that lingers together, exploring silken sands with the softness of your shoreline. Mutually, our fingers seductively search for hidden treasures of pearls and pursed lips and poem. Isn't that beautiful, you know, that the imagery that he uses, the extended metaphor of the coastline and the surf and the tides, you know, they're coming together. I just love that, how he ended that. Mutually, our fingers seductively search for hidden treasures of pearls and pursed lips. So beautiful. And what did you think, Laura?
I like the way that High Plains Poet used the metaphor of tides to examine the internal tides that govern our bodies. And he uses the metaphor quite ably. Together we wade into the tidal pools as if Eden restored full-faced exposure. Mutually, our fingers seductively search for hidden treasures of pearls and pursed lips. In the same way that we explore the ocean looking for its hidden treasures, and our bodies subject to the tides and the motion of the water, so too do we search for those same treasures in that new coastline, the coastline of us. This is very, very clever and very seductive.
Mm, I love that observation there, Laurent. You brought a new perspective into this poem. Thank you so much. And Phil, your thoughts?
Mutation.
Hello, Phil?
Yeah. I'm here. I was halfway through my comment, actually. I said it was a beautiful write and a wonderful metaphor, and his imagery was great. The two stanzas that I pulled were delighting in the taste of salty spray that lingers together, exploring silk and sand of the softness of your shoreline. Mutually, our fingers deductively search for hidden treasures of pearls and pursed lips. I just thought it was beautiful, and I thought those last two stanzas were really, really nice. Nice is a good word. Yeah, so much enjoyed, and thank you so much. High Flames Poet. Great job.
Great job indeed, yes. Thank you so much for writing for us. And I have our next write-up, Phil, and if you want to, by Teresa, and if you want to go ahead and give that one a read for us, please.
Oh, we have another caller, by the way. And I'd like to welcome Weaver to join us. And hey, Kate, how are you tonight?
Oh, hello, my dear. I'm wonderful. How are you both?
Oh, wonderful. Oh, so happy you're there, Katie. Get to wake me up. Bring the joy. Bring the fun.
Oh, my goodness. I should have packed a bigger bag.
Bring that Scottish craziness.
I can certainly, just give me a moment to open up a whiskey bottle and I'll be with you in a sec.
Okay.
I'm so glad I'm here. Lovely to be here. And hi, Frank. How are you?
It's Laurence with us.
Oh, Laurent. Sorry, I thought that was... Hello, Laurent. How are you?
Good, Katie.
Thanks.
How are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you. I'm awake, and it's a happy, happy middle of the night. I like it.
Yeah,
so,
Frank says he's resuscitating, so you can throw
Is he? What on earth has he been doing? Obviously more than reading poetry.
He doesn't say what he's resuscitating, mind you. He just said he is.
Okay, this has got to be looked into. Somebody's having way too much fun. We need to join in. No, sorry. Sorry. We can't. Oh, dear. Anyway, sorry, I interrupted.
Did you get to hear the last poem, Katie?
No, I'm sorry, I didn't. I was trying to find my mic, and my mic was on the top of my head. So.
Okay. So that wasn't your first glass of whiskey. You had a few before.
Well, I don't like to brag. No, I carry it well. I carry it on a big tray. No problem. Cheers, my dears.
Cheers, cheers. I'll be drinking vodka and you
nice.
Drink your whiskey. Still a drink her gin. And Laura, I don't know about you, but so Phil, if you could read Teresa's poem, that would be great.
Okay, guys, here we go. This one is by Teresa Threshingcough. It's called Whisper Sweet Nothing. My love, my king, come over here and whisper sweet nothings into my ear. As you nibble playfully on the lobe, I love the sound of your soft, sensual voice. The touch of your sweet, soft lips as they brush against my neck. Hold me ever so tight as your warm breath is upon the back of my neck. Hold me near, take away all my fears. This night of passion is ever so clear. Tell me you want me. Tell me I'm what you need. Make my body yearn for the whisper of your voice. Let me know I'm your only choice. And call.
Great read there. we know what Phil likes because she changed the touch of your sweet soft lips as you brush against my cheek. You said my neck, so I guess you like that.
maybe.
That was subconscious talking.
As you hold me ever so tight as your warm breath is upon the back of my neck.
You changed the first one too. Oh, it's all about
good.
The neck. It's all about the
go.
Neck.
This is true.
Yeah. So just teasing you. Come over here and whisper sweet nothings into my ear as you nibble playfully on the lobe. I love the sound of your soft, sensual voice. That's just such a sensual right here. about being, you know, the closeness. And, you know, of course, the contest was Sensuous Whispers, so she's spot on here, Teresa. What a great write. And Katie, since you're our new guest to the show, what did you think of Teresa's write?
Oh, I thought it was so sweet. Well, that's in the title. It goes without saying, but it was lovely, wasn't it? My love, my king. Oh, my goodness. Come over here and whisper sweet nothings into my ear. And then nibble the back of my neck? No, it won't be nibbling the back of my neck. I thought it was very, very nice. The night of passion is ever so clear. Yeah, the signs, you can read the signs when there's a night of passion hoving into view. But I thought this was a very nice night. It's a lovely flow. And it's very sweet and passionate and sensual, but not overly so, if you know what I mean. It's just, please come and love me, which I think a lot of people would love to be able to say, just come and love me, please. So I think that was very well done. Oh, by the way, I meant to say, Naomi, love your new picture. Wowzer. And back to you. Are you on mute?
Yes, I am on mute. I am on mute. Thank you. Thank you, Katie. And Laurent, your thoughts, my dear.
The neck is a definite erogenous zone. The proper application of lips at the right spot on the neck at the right time can bring about a very strong response. I'm fascinated by the fact that In the animal kingdom, the male lion, when he mounts the female, and I think I've read that it's to urge her on, will begin biting the neck. And the same thing is true of other animal species. So deep down, I think we are as animal as any of them in certain moments. So it's not surprising to me that the neck brings about such a response, but it's the whisper of the voice that lets me know I'm your only choice, that desire to be, and don't take this wrong, to be dominated. And I say that because she begins, my love, my king.
Mm-hmm.
They're not on equal footing. He's well above her, I believe. She's willing to assign him that responsibility because the king has absolute power of life and death over his subjects in many instances. And all of that is contained within the poem that is called Whisper Sweet Nothings. Those nothings are very much something, I think. This is a great piece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. You know, and it takes that level of trust, I think, to let yourself go and no situations, you know, when you're talking about letting the other dominate you, you have to have that level of intimacy that's really there, and that trust and that respect too, I think, that comes with it. So awesome, awesome comment there, Laura. And and Phil, your thoughts?
None of you ever know who the hell I am. I love it.
I'm not everybody. Okay, I thought at least I'm not the only one. I am always.
There's quite a few that, you know, when I'm on, you go to say my name and everybody hesitates. Like, what should I call it? It's like,
yeah.
So, seeing anything, it all works. I've been called many things in my life, and I think I've answered to most of them, to tell you the truth. But anyway, I thought this was a great write. I thought it was sexy and yummy. I love the imagery. I thought she did a wonderful job. Come over here and whisper sweet nothings into my ear as you nibble playfully on the lobe. I love the sound of your soft, sensual voice, the touch of your sweet, soft lips as they brush against my cheek. Yes, I like that one. I like them both, actually. That one and the one right after. So excellent job, Teresa, and thanks for sharing with us. Much enjoyed the piece. Yes, yes, yes. It's the cheek. And the neck.
Awesome comment there, Phil. And Kate, I'll get you to read soon, but this one requires a man's voice. So, Laura, could you read the next rite, please?
I will. As soon as I find it. All right. This is called Sweet Surrender by Kaylee Angel 13. A soft voice beckoning me. The sight of her in deep purple lace quickens each breath I take. Every step closer, measured and sure. The mischievous smile on her face matches the look in her eyes. For now I'll let her think she has the control. Playfully she pulls away as I reach out. Such a sweet giggle passes through those luscious lips, if only for a second, before I devour them in a passionate kiss. Moans soon echo throughout the room, gently nibbling on a plump lower lip. Slowly, purple lace pools around her feet. Her innocent game has ended as she surrenders into my embrace. End poem.
Oh, wow. You know, I really like this, right? Sweet Surrender. You know, she really, you know, the moment is really, this is a moment. And a moment really beautifully captured in this rite here. You know, in the words, in the lines, each second is captured, each movement, each thing that's done here is captured so beautifully, and you know, so sensual and so warm. What did you think, Kate?
Oh yes, again, a lovely title for a beautiful piece of poetry. Again, we've got that softness, that gentleness, that I think he's quite respectful, although he is kind of treating her a little bit like a doll, I was going to say, but you know what I mean, an adult woman. But it's very sweet, which is what we're looking for, somebody who would make us giggle, make us laugh, but also be incredibly passionate. And he does kind of leave the rest to our imagination, which I think is also a very nice touch. But I did like that last stanza. I thought it was very, very nice conclusion. Moans soon echo throughout the room, gently nibbling on a plump lower lip. Slowly purple lace pulls around her feet. Her innocent game has ended as she surrenders into my embrace. Yes, beautifully done. So, yes, thank you so much for sharing. I enjoyed that. Are you on mute, my dear?
Yeah, because, you know, now that I'm looking at the AM, this is a woman writing about another woman. I just realized LGBTQ. Yeah, so it's two women together. Whoops, sorry. So, you know, it gives another perspective there, a whole other, you know, two women together. You know, the softness that you see, the camaraderie, I think, you know, there's something about two women together that's just, I don't know, it's just different somehow. I can't explain it, but I just do think, and there's a kind of a softness there, a playfulness. And but it can get pretty wicked too, from experience, because I have a daughter who has a girlfriend, and well, they fight, my gracious. But yeah, but there's also a softness there, and I pick up on that now. And Laura, what did you think of this, right?
That moment of surrender is a moment of vulnerability, of yielding to someone. The poet calls it her innocent game. I'm not convinced it's so innocent, because, as she says, every step closer, measured and sure. The mischievous smile on her face matches the look in her eyes. And it is a game, I guess, but not so innocent, given the ultimate goal of allowing someone to feel comfortable enough to surrender themselves entirely. Lovely piece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lovely piece indeed. Great observation there, Laura. And Phil, your thoughts.
Well, my first thought is I want to tell you Frank's on the line. Hey, Frank, how are you tonight?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hi, Frank.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
A little soft, but I can hear you.
All right, as long as you can hear me, that's all enough.
Whoops.
Mm-hmm.
We can hear you less and less, I think.
Okay. So you're not hearing me clearly? Okay, let me go ahead and call back. I might have to try the headphones again. I thought these were better. They don't seem to be, but let me try and call
again. Okay, we'll be here.
All right.
Okay. Let me see. I thought that this was a beautiful rite. Great imagery. And that last stanza, I agree with Weaver wholeheartedly. It was a beautiful stanza. And there is a softness and sensuality to it that is, there's nothing harsh about it. It's just a different kind of relationship. And you can see that in the words used. But moans soon echo throughout the room, gently nibbling on a plump lower lip. Slowly, purpley pulls around her feet. Her innocent dream has ended as she surrenders into my embrace. I thought it was beautifully expressed. I really did. So excellent job, Callie Angel. Yeah, 13. Excellent. Nice piece.
I never saw that name before, so I hope we hear from her again. Wonderful right there. And right again. We really enjoyed it. Great addition to the show. And I have our next write-up by E.R. Lane. And Katie, if you want to go and give that a read for us, please.
Certainly. Hello,
Frank. Welcome back, right. Frank.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Frank. Oh,
hello,
yeah, now we can hear you. Loud and clear.
All right. All right. All right. Proceed.
Hello, Frank.
Hello there, Weaver.
Hello. Right, so we've got
the
R.
Hello
Lane.
There, Laurent and Phil.
Okay.
Yeah, Laurent's here. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I'm here.
The gang's all here. Okay. E.R. Lane. Oh, my mouse gone again. One check, my darlings. I will be back with you in a moment. Oh, that's better. Okay. All right. Layla, look at me with lovely, obeisant eyes and whisper my name with subservient lips. You hold my heart in your skillful hands. Loving you is so easy because you always know how to delight and please me. End poem.
This was, a wonderful brevity, to the point, and, so skillfully written, as, she says, you hold my heart in your skillful hands. Loving you is so easy because you always know how to delight and please me. I think that's so important, when you really love someone, to learn to read them, learn to listen to them, learn to know what pleases them, so important in a relationship. And Phil, your thoughts.
Well, I agree. I thought it was a wonderful brevity, nicely written and expressed, and I thought it was very well done. I can't pick a stanza because I would just read all the lines. So I can Abby, Arlene. Well done. Thanks for sharing.
Wonderful comment there, Laura. I was going to say that. I was going to call you Lorella. Oh, my gracious.
Must be the code up there, Naomi.
She'll just tell you how to tell. She's been called everything. So everyone. Oh, my gracious. So sorry. And, Lorella, what are your thoughts?
On Layla?
Yeah.
Well, the quality of the brevity, is a testament to the words used. Loving you is so easy because you always know how to delight and please me. And you know that's what she's looking for. And the other individual with his subservient lips. She definitely holds the reins and knows what she wants. Very provocative piece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great observation there, Laura.
And across the
country. And mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I didn't notice that. Great observation. And Frank, your thoughts?
Although I have not seen the prompt, I still think it was a wonderful brevity. It encompasses in so few words the gist of the poem there, with the emotions being being expressed in this poem here. I agree with the last stanza that Laurent had mentioned there that I found the most convincing. I found the most impactful as well. You know, loving you so easy because you always know how to delight, please me. You have that type of love. It's reverential. It's passionate. It's sensual. But above all, it's respectful. And when you read this type of poem, you want to believe that this is something very much explored throughout a society. You know, so she leaves us with good thoughts, good memories as well, as to what love should be, you know, in the real sense of the word. Great poem.
Thank you. Wonderful comment there.
Are you open?
Frank. And yeah, and I'm laughing because Phil, Adam just called you Gil on the board. Hi, Gil.
Oh, that better be
you're getting every name tonight. Poor Phil, oh my gracious. Boy. And Kate, your thoughts?
Oh, my goodness me. yes, I thought this was very, very beautifully written about a particular type of relationship. Not one that I would be comfortable in, but certainly I know everybody has their own idea of what love should or shouldn't be. And so I would have to say, yes, if this is your idea of your perfect love, then you have written it perfectly. I thought it was very well done. And I do love a brevity because you're sort of like, it's like a concentrated flavor. It's, you know, all packed in. So you have all of what you want to say. So, and you work on it to make sure that it's just what you want. I thought it was very well done. So thank you so much for sharing that with us, ER.
Thank you. Awesome comment there, Katie. And Phil, your thoughts?
Are you on mute?
Of course I am. But when I was, it took me another half a minute to get over there. You know, I thought it was a great brevity as well, nicely written and expressed, and I thought it was really well done. And as I said, you know, if I were to pick a stanza, I mean, I have to read all five lines. I mean, I thought it was just that good. And I did not notice it was my classic, but I did hear it Laurent say that. And yeah, I mean, that was another checkpoint, you know, but it was just really nice. So great job, ER Lane. Thanks for sharing with us all.
Mm-hmm. Awesome comment there. Phil. And I have our next poem up. And Frank, if you want to go by Bookworm Dave, and if you want to go ahead and give that a read, Frank, for us.
All right. This is a poem by Bookworm Dave, 227, Promises in the Dock, and it goes like this. All decked out in my Sunday best, but it was not for mass. It was a freshman social. We were told to dress formally. Tie in my tie. Okay. Someone else did it, my best clothes, for my entry to this place. Nervous and excited, was given a card of my date. We were assigned dates. It was such to make everyone feel welcomed, socially awkward as a young 19-year-old freshman from way out there in New Jersey. Her card read Abigail. She liked to dance, read and write poetry. I went on in detail about her. It was missing her picture. 7 p.m. came and we were greeted by the sounds of our youth, name tags and smiles. Abigail was there alone, cute, freckless, I thought, really long reddish brown hair, sipping a pop. I called it soda, but when in Rome. Hello, I'm David, I am your date, she sheepishly answered me. Abby, what's your major? English, she said again, with reservation. Her light blue long dress gently helped her body. She was pretty, if not somewhat reserved, brimming brevity. I told her a joke. She smiled and giggled. Now that was so hard, I thought. Humor was as dry as the air was in the gym. The sweet smells of perfume, sour smells of teenage lust. But all were getting to know each other. We would click, I hoped so. I wrote to my dear friend at college in North Carolina. Never did I know what this night would have in store for me. We finally mustered courage to have a chat. Having a lot in common, we found things we both liked. Dancing fast, dancing slow, which we both enjoyed. We walked out after it was over. Going back to her room, she wanted a single. Never a good idea, but there we were in her room. The music played on, maybe it was a perfume. A dark red ruby colored lipstick asking for a kiss. Every step was met with a soft purring, yes. The dress off revealed lingerie. Do you like this? She asked. I do, I smiled back. The body and mind became one that night. As a soft perky brush met my lips, her soft skin rubbed so fondly against mine. No need for a notch on my bedroom pose. It would be the one I dreamed about in high school. Our lovemaking was often and was always about love. The promise made. We tried to keep so long ago. Freshman love. Such a time to find love. End of poem.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful read there, Frank. And, you know, I've came to know Bookworm Dave for his wonderful stories, and they're always, you know, in college or in high school or, they have this aura of nostalgia about them. And, you know, great storytelling for sure. And, you know, what a wonderful story of passionate, hungry teenage love recounted here. So bravo, dear Dave. Wonderful, right? And, Laha, your thoughts on Bookworm Dave's, right?
Yeah, the freshman social, where we were told to dress formally, which can be awkward. Not everyone has the best clothes, but so be it. And there is no better time for a freshman, for anyone to fall in love. As a freshman, you're kind of low on the totem pole, but all of a sudden you find yourself with a willing woman in your arms. It can be quite a revelation. And you would never dream of notching mark on the bedroom post, because that's not what it's all about when you're a freshman. You tend to love naively. You tend to love with a whole heart. If I can draw anything from the experiences I had when I was a youth. And there's nothing sweeter than that first freshman love. It doesn't always last. In fact, it probably rarely does. but for the while, for the time that you have it, it's a great, great thing and a perfect time to find love. Excellent peace.
So well said there, Laurent. So true. You know, when you're innocent, you're naive, and you just let yourself fall in love and just go, you know, don't have all the worries of the world on your shoulders. You've got no responsibilities. You just go with what you feel so innocently inside. But what a wonderful time to fall in love for sure. And Kate, your thoughts?
Yes, this is a very sweet story. I liked it a lot. I feel that youngsters nowadays, given the freedom that we have nowadays, they don't have the same, there isn't the same kind of awkward, will we, won't we, will it ever happen kind of feeling that we had when we were young, because it was a completely different way of life for us, especially women. You know, you weren't actually allowed to enjoy yourself. I'm surprised that anybody actually moved. It was that bad. So strict. Everybody was so strict with girls. So it must be so much nicer now to have that kind of freedom. Makes everything less complicated. You know where you are. But this is just lovely. This is two people coming together. And I love the thought that they each have a date. Is that something that happens all the time, or is that in this particular place? I don't know. We don't know. But anyway, I thought it was lovely. Nobody feels left out at all. You all have your date and you get to meet them. If you don't care for them, you don't have to see them again. But yes, I thought it was a great idea and a lovely piece of poetry and a lovely story. So thank you so much, Bookworm, for sharing with us.
I love that you brought that up, that concept of dating. Because here, when we were young, we didn't have that concept, dating. It was, I'm going steady. Well, you call it, I guess, going steady. You go steady with somebody. Either you're with somebody or you're not. But they don't have the concept here of dating. And, you know, and I was like kind of a rebel when I was young. And, you know, I was English, of course, in the French Quebec. And I was, and when I started seeing different guys, I said, well, you know, they do that in the States. They're allowed to see different guys. They're allowed to go on different dates, you know. And why not here? Why do we have to just stick with one person, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know,
there's
different ways of doing stuff in different cultures. And, you know, that was one that really surprised me. Yeah, the concept of dating. And I guess you have that there too, I guess, Katie, from what I understand there.
We did. Mind you, I must admit, I was a virgin for an incredibly embarrassingly long time. It was really, my mother was so strict. I'm surprised you didn't meet McGirt in a straight jacket, you know. Hug yourself jacket. Oh, she was a weird woman. I think she was
But don't worry, Weaver.
Well,
yes,
you know.
I made up for it. Don't worry.
I wish I would have stayed a virgin a longer time than my teenage years, because it would have saved me quite a heartbreak. So
yes,
sometimes
yes.
It's for the best. And Frank. Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to touch the virgin part on my part there. So we'll strictly go to the... Oh, I'll say one thing. It's not about that, but I want to say something more serious. I do recall my adolescence and I do regret now that loss of innocence, you know. Nowadays, everything is tech, you know, everything is you know, you type on your phone and you go to apps to look for that type of dating. I do recall when I was an adolescent when, you know, dating was, you know, the traditional type of dating where you would try to meet up a girl, you know, or if it was a boy, and you would get to know that person there. You'd have that aspect of innocence, and that I do find is troubling nowadays. You don't see it much. But I like the sweetness of this poem. I like what it encompasses. I like just the innocence that's offered in this poem, and the fact that these types of encounters, although they do seem that they are so nowadays, they still I would assume that they still occur, and regardless of the country you're in, I mean, that's just my opinion, but it was a fantastic ride, fantastic film.
Awesome comment there, Frank. And Phil, did you comment? No,
I did not.
You?
I thought it was nicely written and a sweet and innocent story of young love and satisfaction. I think the tale was well told. I got goosebumps. Her body and mind became one that night as her soft, perky breath met my lips. Her soft skin rubbed so fondly against mine. No need for a notch in my vision post. This would be the one I dreamed about in high school. Our lovemaking was often and was always about love. I just thought you did a great job. Well done.
Mm-hmm. Awesome, awesome. Yeah, great, great comment, yeah, Phil. Awesomely done, for sure, Bookworm Dave. And this is our last poem of that Sensuous Whispers contest by After the Fire, Dave and Laura. If you'll be give us the pleasure of reading it, please.
I'm reading After the Fire?
Yeah.
Okay. Whispers. Whispers ever keep me near. Words of love I long to hear. Floating softly on the breeze, swaying through the dancing trees. Lips that gently sing to me, passion's sweetest melody. Whispers saying, I love you, softly as the morning dew. Tales of love so softly sung, flow as water on her tongue. Gentle heaving of her breasts, keep me yearning and obsessed. Quiet tidings touch my heart, every one a work of art. Words of love I long to hear. Whispers ever keep me near. End poem.
Oh, what a beautiful, beautiful write by Dave here. You know, as always, beautiful rhythm and rhyme, and just so beautifully said. I just love floating softly on the breeze, swaying through the dancing trees. And whispers saying, I love you softly as the morning dew. Just beautifully written. And Frank, your thoughts?
Yes, I thought the poem was just a very good written poem that expresses, you know, the sense of love, the sense of sensuality when you use, you know, whispers, you know. I like the notion there of tales of love so strongly sung, flow as water on her tongue. You know, there's some very nice lines on this, but it's very passionate as well. But those two lines there, I think, are the more of this piece here. Words of love I love to hear, whispers ever keep me near. You know, if you set aside the rhyming scheme of the poem here, this poem really touched on that essence there of words of love and how they're used through the tact of whispering. So I thought it was a great poem, and a great read, Ella.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And Kate, your thoughts?
Yes, very sweet, very passionate. I like the way he used the same two lines at the beginning as he did at the end, but he just changed them around at the end and put the first line second, you know what I mean? So that was a lovely touch to tie everything together. Very neatly done. I like that. But yes, it was just very gentle and very sweet. Although the passion's there, you know, when you bring in softly, floating softly on the breeze, and then you bring in lips that whisper, you've got that gentleness to begin with. It's all there. And then you can build on that by bringing in the passion and the gently heaving breaths. One has got to have gently heaving breaths. it's de rigueur. But yes, I thought it was beautifully done. I thought it was a very, very sweet, very lovely and well written. So thank you so much. After the fire, it was a delight.
Absolutely. Great observation there on the two first lines and the two last lines, Katie, there. Wow. Great, you know, great that you noticed that. And Laurent, your thoughts?
Are you on mute?
Mr. Laurent.
Here I am. I'm sorry. I beg your pardon. Whispers are, when somebody whispers, everyone strains to hear. And it's the same thing, even if it's just two people. Tales of love so softly sung, flow as water on her tongue. And if she whispers softly, you have to lean into it and listen. Words of love I long to hear, whispers ever keep me near. Oh, yes, whispers are captivating, and the poem recognizes that.
I so agree. The powerfulness of whispers, oh my gracious. Whispers against your cheek, whispers against your neck. Oh my gracious. There's nothing that drives me wilder. who did I not ask? Phil, your thoughts?
I thought it was beautifully said by Dave. Very passionate and well penned. His rhyme and meter never fail. And these were the lines I chose to quote in here. Lips that gently sing to me, passion's sweetest melody. Whispers saying, I love you, softly as the morning dew. Tales of love, as so softly sung, slow as water on her tongue. Gentle heaving of her breast keeps me yearning and obsessed. I just thought he did a great job with it. Yeah, I'm very, very well composed.
Well said there, Phil. Well said indeed. And yeah, so we'll go into our new poetry on the art of with the artwork of Timothy M. Parker, Brushstrokes. And I have a piece up by Freya. And Phil, if you want to go ahead and give that a read for us, please.
Sure. On Future Shores, I Kneel by Freya. On the Lorien Island in on the Lorien Island of Zaki. No, let me try it again. Okay. On the Lorien Island of Zacynthus is where I met her, a moving southern magus, slow and rhythmically walking a beach, working at cadence, speaking words written on a papyrus-covered tablet. Every stride, sand polishing, feet and meters, every sand grain, every spoken word, bringing earth closer to the sound of her throat, collagen rich, all over golden skin. When our eyes met, we stopped running from life and the beating relentless sun. In the swinging hammock, we rest, crescent moon only briefly amidst. I asked if I may walk with her with an aristocratic flamingo smile. She nodded, extent, mind still waiting, on shores of a future island, collecting feathers, shells, rocks, and moss. I make a nest for you, papered in exotic cultural dictionaries, encyclopedias, maps, and artwork from the fertile crescent, sun on wet leaves, voices of churches, schooling. Follow me to the garden's edge. We can watch the tomatoes change color. Mystified eyes like melting sand, I would follow her voice wherever sound waves travel. Mystified, mass captivated, gravity waves across a great distance. Synchronicity of a kiss. Thought before the kiss. Memory before the thought. A hand held. Hand hold on a sun-baked mountain peak. An ancient sea floor. Synchronicity of breath holding. Animas, breathing together, joined leg lungs, sharing a windpipe, transcendence of dying flesh, pneuma of essence from a single unknowable source. In the strength of your arms, I read you in mine. Moving clouds have drawn me, even as continents shift. Internal devotion, flying crane, kiss on both cheeks. Melting ice, sea level of emotion, floats in once hollow heart. Heartstrings strung across broken, rehealed ribs. Empty resonance of drum skin makes room for new rhythm. Champagne rain of your umbrella floods the corners of my speechless lips. Chalcedony blooms as my eyes turn to melted stone, the gratitude of tears. End quote.
That was an awesome, awesome read there, Phil. And, you know, this is a wow, you know. This is a, you know, Freya used, of course, this is so well written. You know, the emotion that pours out of this, it's so sensually in a way that's so light and soft. But, you know, it also amazes me how many prompts she put into this. My gracious, you know, she just went down the list of all those artworks because they had names engraved in them, each artwork. And, you know, so from the Champagne Rain, that was one of them. The Heartstrings, that was another one. Melting Ice, Moving Clouds. She just Synchronicity was another one. She just, you know, used so many of the prompts and pulled them together so beautifully and into this amazing, amazing write. I make a nest for you papered in exotic cultural dictionaries, encyclopedias, maps, and artworks from the fertile crescent, sun on wet leaves, bushes of fishes schooling. Her writing is so uniquely original, such beautiful imagery, and, you know, so many beautiful metaphors throughout. It's just stunning work. And, Lahan, what did you think of Freya's piece?
It's one of those pieces I wish I'd written myself on future shores of Neil. I was just taken with the way it opened. On the Ionian island of Zacanthus is where I first met her, a moving southern magus, slowly and rhythmically walking a beach. I think a magus is a type of wizard or magician, and I guess that's what she ends up being. He is absolutely besotted with her. When our eyes met, we stopped running from life, from the beating relentless sun. It says that they found in each other something that they had been looking for, perhaps only unconscious. But now I will make a nest for you, papered in exotic cultural dictionaries. They're going to get to know each other, trace ancestries, trace exchange beginnings. But I love that one line, we can watch the tomatoes change color. That implies a long time watching while you're doing who knows what. It's a poem that resonates to me because of the use of language, like the champagne rain of your umbrella floods the corners of my speechless lips and chalcedony blooms. As my eyes turn to melted stone, gratitude of tears, just gorgeous writing in every sense of the word, metaphors, imagery, rhythm, flow, just a great piece.
Yeah, for sure. Freya is, a poet that I've came to admire so much. You know, she has so much talent. And Frank, your thoughts, my dear.
First of all, one has to know that the drawback of this the island there. You know, I've never been to Greece before, but I've know much of Greece and the islands and the beauty. And this is, Zakynthos is a beautiful island there in Greece. So knowing that you have that, you know, in the background there, what that whole beautiful island represents, not only historically, but it represents as well to, poetically as well. This poem was just dripping with incredible metaphors that were striking. You know, I think like I couldn't decide at first what metaphors, I mean, what lines I was going to take. But the one that really stood out to me was the one, of course, was very central, of course, the synchronicity of a kiss, thought before the kiss. You know, that whole stanza there was beautifully central. This whole poem was central. It was just beautiful, and it reminded me of the days of yore, poets who used to write these reverential type of love poems using mythology. You know, I did it very briefly, but not to this capacity. So I thought that she did a fantastic job.
Oh, indeed. Awesome comment, Frank. And Kate, your thoughts?
Well, beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And Frank, you picked the exact same stanza that I was going to pick. So well done. I thought that was a wonderful...
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, I thought it was really a beautiful, put together so well that you feel that I like one where I feel as if I've heard it before because it is so beautifully constructed. It's timeless and it's such a pleasure to read that you think, I must have heard this before because it seemed so perfect. But yes, I enjoyed it an awful lot. I thought it was lovely. Moving clouds have drawn me even as continents shift. That's the strength of it. That's the strength of the feeling. Oh, yes, I thought it was beautifully written, and I really enjoyed it. So thank you for sharing. Are you on mute, my darling?
Stupid mute button. Feel your thoughts.
Well, this is a really nice poem, nicely penned and full of wonderful imagery along with incredible detail. I thought it was a great take on the chosen prompt and great thoughts and lines running throughout. The synchronicity of a kiss, thought before the kiss, memory before the thought, a handhold on a sun-baked mountain peak of ancient seafloor, synchronicity of breath, hope. Well done. Nice job, Freya, and thanks for sharing that with us. I enjoyed it.
Thank you so much. So, wonderful comment there, Phil. And talking about another great poet, there's the next one, Babbler. Kate, if you'll give us the honor.
I certainly will. Privilege. I love her work. Babbler. And it's entitled This. We don't do this. It's 11 a.m. with light filtering in through windows, extended breaths and warm fingers drawing languid circles over belly rolls, morning breath, sleeping in. But we don't do this. We do late nights. We do darkness and bottom shelf liqueur and 20 shades of caramel. We do solo cups and garage sofas, peppered with cat scratches and mystery stains, shot glasses and backrests, cracked vinyl and bong rips, long talks that say nothing. We do preambles to hangovers and missing panties we'll never see again. Don't ask, don't tell, smeared with red lipstick, latex and lube. But this is mid-morning, with crisp comforters and a mattress that smells like sunshine. This is slow hands and eye contact, mouth kisses and dead arms, pinned under little spoons, silence that says everything, stretch marks, granny panties, and homemade brunch. This is good morning. We don't do this, but God, could we do this? End poem.
Now, what a wonderful, wonderful write. Oh, my gracious. I just love her style, I just love this. You know, she just says things as they are, you know, and in such a wonderful, wonderful way. My gracious, you know, we don't do this, but God, could we do this, you know? Could we do this morning here? We don't do this, but boy, would it be, you know, would it be great to do this? and Laura, what did you think of the Babbler's poem?
As usual, it's superior. We don't do this is repeated several times in the poem, especially at the last, but God, could we do this? And the could we was already done in the imagination and the writing of the poem,
mm-hmm.
Which incidentally is quite beautiful. Silence that says everything, stretch marks, granny panties, and homemade brunch. This is good morning. You know, it's those little details of the morning, those little intimacies, the granny panties and the stretch marks that make this poem very real, despite the fact that it was all an imagining. Excellent.
Yeah. So well said there, Laura. And Frank, your thoughts?
Yes. I thought the poem really captured there. You know, there's a yearning in this poem here, but it's very, very nicely expressed here. You know, she mentions this several times in the, you know, in the poem, we don't do this, we don't do this. But she ends this with, could we do this? You know, she describes basically the essence of what her life is. I don't know if it's fictitious or it's just based on the prompt itself solely, but I think she did a remarkable job of encompassing this, or even her private life here to some extent. I just thought it was just well written, well expressed, and I do agree that Barbara has a wonderful ink, and she illustrates this throughout her poetry, regardless of the genre she writes.
Mm-hmm. So true. It's the first time I see her in a, you know, a French, I'd maybe before, but in one of my kind of art of seduction anyway, it's the first time I saw her in one of my contests. So, you know, really, really happy, you know. I feel privileged to have Babbler write in one of my contests. And so I hope she writes again. And Kate, did I ask you, my dear?
No, dear, you didn't. You didn't.
Okay.
It's not a problem. I just love listening to everybody else making their comments. It's so nice. But yes, I have to admit, I feel the same way about Babbler's work. She is incredibly sweet when she writes this kind of thing. But I thought it was also so very clever, because we don't think about it, do we? It's something in the back of our heads if you're a lady and you're married for quite a while. That morning breath thing is just awful. Puts you off everything. But it was just so lovely. It was so true to life. And I did love the, you know, light filtering through the windows and we don't do this, it's 11 a.m. But also then you get the juxtaposition of what we do do. And what we do is we do late nights. We do darkness and bottom shelf liqueur in 20 shades of caramel. We do solo cups and garage sofas peppered with cat scratches and mystery stains. That's just so clever. I like it a lot. I really enjoyed it. I love it, and I would like more of that too. It's got that little lightness and that little humor. Even this is a very true to life piece of poetry. It's just very, very nice, very sweet, and I like it a lot. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Weaver. And well said there. And thank you so much for writing for us, Babbler. And Phil, she said she'd be right back. Are you back, Phil? No. So the next write I had up had needed a sound cloud there, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to put up your poem, Laurent. So if you want to go ahead and give it a read for us, my dear.
Is it up? Is it Ron's phone?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I have to refresh it. Okay.
You see it, Laura? Hello, Laura? Laura?
Are you on
Are
mute?
Are you on mute? Did we lose Laura?
I don't know.
I see him here.
I don't know if he... Oh, the,
but,
yeah.
Okay, can you go ahead and play the SoundCloud then?
Polyphonic Brews.
Okay.
Moving Clouds, 1. Chiffon sailing butterflies in sunflower rain. Tinctures of autumn cirrus pearls become powdered stars. Patches of honey mimosa. In mahoganies, painted words, perception of touch, brushstrokes, sheer thought, bounding down, silken, bergamot orange, upon lute and zither play, jaspers, mysterious vanilla, across the audible array, 2. Shrill dissonance on the palate, lapis lazuli inside the nucleus, fingering a flute, electric magnetism, geranium, past the solar wind, calea lilies, look beneath the facade, red within the violet, warm and cold. A flicker amidst bottomless crevices, menacing slopes, spattered sentences streak the scene like a trumpet blast. 3. Landscape ebonies under the cello's base, tapestry's lavender radiance explains the shade of your eyes. Marbled crescendo rises in emerald green, strings allegro and fast oxygenated blues. Summits of opaque highlight the portrait face, painted across the white linen sheet. Flashes, mirroring highlights, shadows dripping down, skillful hands harmonize resound. 4. Cutting in a river rush miles across, phrases of motto drain upon the drop cloth. Sandalwood curiously opening up pewter's ridges. Thoughts and ideas foster the night, flowing textures when you speak. Crafted the precision of pastoral songs, midnight's long arms embrace me. 5. Shale essence grasping daylight's puzzle of hues. Water ripples pair rafting moonbeams. Streams gurgling champagne burst in passion fruit, forbidden lay sweeping. Drizzled claret until the evening of the following day, she sighs a long drawn out. Walls of turquoise dew tickle her apple skin, nakedness silently. 6. My pen burns, yearning to turn into a brush and splash. I stretch paper, listening to the mockingbird sings. In heaven's silence, timeless afar off. 7. Complete movement, reclining, standing, and lengthening, subtleties crisscrossed, double back to its flax. Cornflower lines and edges converge. Your unfinished portrait is asleep. Pathless contour painting silent poetry. Mirage is a cloudless illusion. Light emanated from within. Galaxy's granules, the smoothness, three-dimensional probe. 8. Somber, smudged gypsy cheekbones. Horizontal in mind for the two-dimensional truth. Temperaments, soundless tones immobilized. Opposites bending to her twisted bone. Movements, linear boundaries extend into depth. Air circulates Bordeaux bottled wine. 9. Intramural caresses skin. Noise becomes expansive. Volume sensitive touch. Graceful symmetries transact. Mongolia's meringue junctures the special line. End poem.
Are you on mute?
Oh, I am. I am. Yeah, what a wonderful poem. I've come to appreciate, I can't say that word,
Xylophonic.
Xylophonic blues. And I came to appreciate his poetry so much. You know, it's so, so rich with the metaphors, with beautiful lines, with the imagery. My gracious, you know. I have trouble each time picking out a part because everything is just so beautifully. I just love, you know, I think the shale essence grasping daylight puzzle of hues, water ripples, pear wafting, moonbeams, and streams gurgling champagne burst in passion fruit. It's so beautiful. And, you know, when he says, my pen burns, yearning to turn into a brush and a splash, that's so intense there. But, you know, I think he captured the prompt so beautifully. That's the art, you know, he captured it just impeccably in his writing. What did you think, Frank?
Yes. I thought this poem really was enriched with a tapestry of brilliant and creative metaphors. There was something that I have to say, a good friend, Xylophonic Blues, is that he's very creative intuitively. He knows how to use abstraction in some time to use the metaphors.
Whoops.
It's very, very engaging, you know, and I like, and there's so many lines here I could choose to make the reference here to.
Frank,
we're losing you, Frank.
Oh, can you hear me?
Now, yes. Yeah. Yep. You're fading in and out.
Yeah.
Lost you again.
Who? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll be brief. It's in nature. I always enjoy that his poems. He did it.
Oh, we lost you again. There's a bad connection where you're fading in and out. We get two or three words and then you go silent.
Do you want me to call back again?
Yeah, maybe. Sorry. Oh, boy. Connections. And Laha, are you back with us?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
I was gone for a while. I apologize.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah, I have no
problem
picking out a piece that I like. They're all good, but number 8, Somber Smudged mm-hmm. Gypsy Bones, Horizontal in Mind for the Two-Dimensional Truth, Temperament, Soundless Tones, Immobilized, Opposites Bending to Her Twisted Bone, Movement's Linear Boundaries Extended to Depth, Air Circulates Bordeaux, Bottled Wine. That is just lovely writing.
Mm-hmm.
The entire poem is really just a beautiful piece.
Oh, yeah, indeed. An awesome, awesome writer he is. And I think he's on, he's being headlined tonight. Headline tonight. Yeah, I think he is. So that'll be something else. Yeah, with Jeremy. Yeah, welcome back, Frank.
All right, I'll try to stay as long as my connection permits me. I'm sorry.
Okay. And Kate, what did you think of the poem?
Well, it is a very clever poem. It's the metaphors are wonderful. I really enjoyed the flow. He speaks quite phonetically. The speed at which he reads his work adds sort of, I don't know, a frisson to it that it didn't have if you were like me and were speaking it softly. He just goes along with it. He's hammering at you. I think it's brilliant. And every little stanza was just so good. I liked Electric Magnetism, Geranium Past the Solar Wind, Calla Lilies Look Beneath the Facade, Red Within the Violet, Warm and Cold. That's, you know, beautiful. It really is beautiful. So, yes, I enjoyed it. Awful lot of very good writing. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And Frank, your thoughts? Did I ask you?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you asked me.
I have comments off because you can't fade enough.
Yeah, okay. And Phil, your thoughts? Hello, Phil?
It was Michael.
Oh, there you go.
Now that I've got that one done with, let's try it again. I thought it was a wonderful piece pen for the prompt chosen. His use of colors captured the brush stroke theme wonderfully. Fabulous job and much enjoyed. I noted that the stanzas I chose in the written comments, so I'm going to let it go at that because it's already 25 after 11, so I'm going to be quiet instead of
that. Okay, so Lauren, I have your piece up, my dear.
All right. This is called Gentle Agonies. I lust to strip your clothes off, place you on the bed, loosely tying your hands and feet. A prisoner of love, tensing in anticipation of my touch. Not gentle, not rough. Firm pressure, guiding, positioning, touching the small places that leave you shivering. Watching you, pulling at your bonds, squirming upwards, out and in, trying to touch yourself where I only tease, seeking relief to fire his ache. At last, dismissing the devil in me that welcomes your gentle agonies, I gather all that is iron and silk in me, the upwards jutting of my prow into one piercing attack, spreading the valley wide, a rushing river riding its bed, foaming and wild, overtopping its banks, flooding the land with seed that grows a crop for the generations of us. End thought.
Oh, wow. I read this earlier. And, you know, oh, my gracious. I just loved, you know, the way you in that second stanza there, the way you position, touching the small places that leave you shivering, and then watching you pulling at your bonds, squirming upward, out, then in, trying to touch yourself where I only tease, seeking relief to a fire's ache. You know, that is really, that's such a turn on. Oh, my gracious. For people who love to be, you know, in those positions, you know, where they're dominated, and somebody who has this, the touch, the way, the knowledge to put you in that state is just absolutely sublime. And, you know, what a well-written and very, very, you know, this is a very erotic and very, very passionate piece. So well done. And I love Stelina's comment. You know, she says, très érotique et laissant les forces désirieux et plus, leaving a desirous sensations and more. It was right on, Selena. And wonderful piece here. Gentle Agonies, for sure. Wonderfully written to that art, Laurent. Wonderfully done.
And Kate, what did you think?
Well, what can one say?
Hot, eh? Hot, hot, hot.
Hot, 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 hot. I am just a little blob. Oh, man, that was so good, Laurent. That was so good. Yeah, I think every line was just building and building so gently and so carefully to where we want to be. I thought it was wonderfully done. You may be talking from experience, of course. I don't know. But I think...
Well, at his age, probably, you know, come on. Don't we all?
We're revealing secrets tonight.
Yeah, yeah. I was just hoping that it wasn't just all made up. dear me. Oh, yes. Well done. And you certainly... No. Very well done. I enjoyed it a lot. I thought it was very clever, very sensual, very sexy, and so good. So thank you.
I love that. Oh, so good. And Frank, your thoughts?
Well, I'm not going to ask if it's perfect or not, Laurent. What I found unique was, you know, when I read that first line, you know, usually you would say, I'd love to strip your clothes off. So that really put into the poem itself there, that first stanza there. I would say bondage, but tying up someone, you know, and being prisoner of love. I think we all have these type of desires or fantasies, you know, at one point in our lives. And I like the whole notion there of giving us, you know, the sentiments of, you know, saying you're not gentle, you're not rough, you know. That really is, you know, you're touching the small places, it leaves you shivering. I thought that was very erotic, but I thought it was very romantic as well. There's some sense of sensuality in this poem. It's obvious in this poem. But I think Laurent always does a masterful job of using metaphors to offer us insight to what his thoughts are, regardless of genre. He can write anything and make it a masterpiece when he really uses the metaphors to really just give us the visuals. In particular in this poem, it's very visual. What a fantastic job. Another masterful piece there, Laurent. And Laurent, I would say, a prisoner of love. I'm certain that all of us go through these type of experiences, but I'm not going to ask you if it was personal or not.
You don't have to.
There you go. That's where you were there.
Yeah, and you, excellent, awesome comment.
You did a fantastic job. It was a very, very great poem. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Me too.
And Phil, your thoughts?
No, Laurent, I thought it was a piece well penned. Great imagery throughout, and you did a wonderful job with it. I love to strip your clothes off, place you on the bed, loosely tying your hands and feet, a prisoner of love, tensing in anticipation of my touch, not gentle, not rough, some pressure guiding, listening, touching the small places that you need to give them. Wonderfully sensual. Great job.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Indeed. And, awesomely. Well written, Laurent. Awesome, awesome poem. And Weaver, I have your write-up next, and we do have a SoundCloud for that. So, Phil, whenever you're ready.
You got it. Here we go.
Moonlight has always been an ally until now, softening my thoughts, relaxing my body. But as the sun sets, I am very aware that there is something waiting in the darkness. I feel heat and desire. Wanton thoughts skitter around my mind, not sensible nor sane. This is not me. There is fire in my blood. It speaks to me in soft, sensual murmurs. Synapses ricochet and spark as fireworks do. Then, as usual, when I see him, I remember all of it. How beautifully his pale skin shimmers, awakens my desire. The bloodlust I see in his eyes, I know is echoed in mine. One long, sharp talon cuts my wrist, then his own. As he sips my essence, I gorge myself on his. Every shade of magenta and pink pulses across my body, following the vampire blood coursing through my veins. I grasp his hair and kiss him, then hold him tight until every centimeter of our bodies touch. I'm aflame. I beg, take me now. But still, he only takes me halfway.
Wonderful, right? Wonderful sound set as usual. And you know, Kate, I have to find you a vampire. My gracious, if you haven't already found yourself one.
I do. I need that darkness. It's so good.
And I love how you use the art, which was, you know, the name of the art was halfway there, and I love how you incorporated it into the poem, you know, at the end there. Take me down now, but still he only takes me halfway. I just love that little touch there. But all the way through, this was really captivating and so well written. And your thoughts, Frank?
Well, Eva, you did a fantastic job with this poem here. You gave us a very creative write. The narrative was brilliant. The read was brilliant. And I it was so visual as well. You know, it was very seductive. You know, you used a background there of the narrative of the vampire there. To entice us in this poem here. I don't remember if I saw this particular prompt. I believe so. I just don't remember all the prompts at the moment. But I think this went beyond just the prompt itself. You brought us a naughty side of yourself here throughout this poem here. And I could think of nothing more than a person like you to be swooned by a vampire, at the same time be vampiric in nature as well. I guess I call you now the Vampiris of dreams instead of Weaver of dreams.
Ah, that would be so cool.
There you go.
Yeah.
Great poem. Or actually, you could be Vampiris of nightmares instead of dreams.
Oh, I think I'd rather give you dreams than nightmares, if you don't mind too much.
Oh, there you go.
It's a little bit sweet. Yeah, thank you.
I love your thoughts. And Kate's poem.
Yeah. I am a flame. I beg, take me now. But still, he only takes me halfway. I found that very interesting because should a vampire take you all the way, you'll cease to become human and you'll become akin to him, a vampire, and perhaps not as attractive to his liking, to his mind, which prefers the human element ringed with fear, and yet still with longing. That combination has got to be sweet to a vampire, because a vampire will feed, at least emotionally, on fear. So I thought that the last lines were a perfect ending to this great poem.
Thank you.
Well, well said there, Logan. And feel your thoughts.
Okay. First, I got to check and see if I'm here or not. I thought this is a great story told, Kate, as always. Always full of details and fabulous imagery. You know, I said dark and delicious but throughout. You know, because you present it in such a way that it is desirable. It's delicious. And
really make that point always come across. So I think that was excellent. And when I was looking, you know, of course, I was trying to pick a stanza, and I was like, nah, I don't want to do this one. I want to do... So anyway, I picked it up when, then as usual, when I see him, I remember all of it. How beautifully his pale skin shimmers, awakens my desire. And I took that down through the end, you know, but still he only takes me halfway. Just a wonderful job there, hon. And thanks for sharing. Okay.
Thank you very much. You're all very kind.
You there, Naomi?
Oh, my gracious. And, yeah, wonderful rice cake. And, Frank, I have your piece up, and we have a SoundCloud for that. So, Phil, whenever you're ready.
You got it. There we go.
Every seductive stroke from my brush is dipped in deep eroticism, exuding the teasing exoticism of your sensuality displayed. A cool tincture covered in the canvas of your curvaceous body. I paint every inch of its delicious contour with my lustful palate. I make you shiver with your rhythmic touch of my artistry. I peel through the warm layers of your soft skin. I adore, yearning to be in the dripping drops of moistened oil. My fingers explore the realm of sexual pleasure. Your nudity evokes the hidden desires of an impassioned painter. You awaken the spectrum of my darkest fantasies. Imbued with the wet scent of a waterfall of bliss. I am your Picasso, the lover of your illicit moans. Eres los colores de hacer del amor, la musa de mi obra maestra. You are the colors of lovemaking, the muse of my masterpiece.
Well, Pam is in there, so I'm going to say it. Frank, you caliente.
Oh, there you go. Okay,
I paid every inch of its delicious contours with my lustful palate. I make you shiver with the orgasmic touch of my artistry. I peel through the warm layers of your soft skin. I adore. Wow. You know, just so beautifully written lines there. So such a hot, sexy piece here. And so glad
it was inspired by Prompt 18. Yeah, you got your props to Prompt 18 for there.
Which was called Waterfall, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Mhm. And suited to it, for sure. Awesome lines throughout.
I love how you're so
welcome.
The colors of love, yeah. The colors of lovemaking, the muse of my masterpiece. Frank does a great job in describing the painting of this woman. Every seductive stroke from my brush is dipped in deep eroticism, exuding the teasing exoticism of your sensuality displayed, a cool tincture covered in the canvas of your curvaceous body. Were I granted that, I too would paint every inch of its delicious contours with my lustful palette. And what a brush I would use, a brush of ecstasy that makes you quiver with the orgasmic touch of my artistry. Nice job, Frank, on this one.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's very soft. It's very deep, but it's very soft and centrally gentle, which is nice.
I appreciate that. And I have to thank Flo. I think it's Naomi for the prompt there. It was a very, very inspirational prompt there.
Awesome, awesome comment there, Laura. And Kate, your thoughts?
I don't think you'd want to hear my thoughts, but I'll tell you what I can say. I will certainly tell you what I think is appropriate. I thought it was wonderful. I actually shivered. When you said the words, shiver down your back, I actually felt that. Oh, that is nice. That's amazing to be able to evoke that kind of reaction. So yes, I thought it was beautiful. Laurent quoted the stanza that I had been thinking of, so great minds think alike. It was beautiful. I have the window open. I have the gentleman with the palm frond cooling me down.
As you were performing, we have a clubbing guitar over there. Play.
That's all I need. Oh my goodness. Oh, it was, again, beautiful. I mean, the words that you can find and put together and mold, and I love it. So yes, one of my favorites. They're all my favorites, but this is another one of my favorites. So thank you very much for making me shiver.
Oh, I appreciate it. Just make sure you close the window in time there before you catch a cold.
I will. Oh my goodness. Well done. Thank you.
Awesome comment, Kate. And Phil, your thoughts.
Well, Frank, I thought this was an excellent light and a great take on the contest theme. It was very well done and most enjoyable. I came down to the last six lines as well. I'm your Picasso, the lover of realistic moans. You are the colors of lovemaking, the muse of my masterpiece. I thought there were wonderful lines and a fabulous audio. So, well done.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you very much, Jeff.
Thank you.
Okay, I don't know if it'll be our last poem for the night. I'll see how time goes. But I wanted to get this one in by Papa Mama Jama. It's really an excellent write. And Laura, if you can give it a read for us, please.
Yeah, I'll be happy to. All right. Her Narrative by Papa Mama Jama. Her Narrative was a one-way street to scented meats and broken souvenirs in glass windows. Music pulled me like mermaids pulled sailors to the depths. I stood as a novice, scenting witchcraft on her dress. Foggy moors and supermoons in her voice. Sex and blackbirds floating as stars. The invitation to the fete came with scented lemons and black roses. Her gray eyes beamed. She massaged my skin with olive oil, strong fingers circumnavigating my disbelief before the morning sun pulsed and bled on trees. My feet were magnets to the steel magnolia. My guitar strings plucked, pulled, and twisted by a gifted musician on a high bed in the living room. She eagled, bathed in gossamer sheets and the orange-yellow glow of Roman candles. Incense smoke levitating on her dancing bones. Silken fingertips slid with numbers, freckled, swollen breasts playing on me like the summer wind, like the green sprites of spring, and her lips fire for the winds of winter. We eat sunny side up and bake an ambrosia with bare hands and wet backs, grafting honeysuckle and sandalwood, perfuming the air with cardamom and eucalyptus. End poem.
Oh, what a wonderful write from Chris this is, you know. I just admire his writing, my gracious, you know. One of the first poets that I knew when I got on All Poetry at the beginning, and I've read him ever since, and he just has this way of putting words together, my gracious, that just surprises me, and mine blows my mind every single time I read him. Just such an awesome, awesome write. And, you know, incense smoke levitating on her dancing bones, silken fingertips slid with numbers, freckled, swollen breath playing on me like the summer wind, like the green sprites of spring, on her lips fire for the winds of winter. Oh, wow. You know, then that's just part of it. My gracious, it's so beautiful. So it's so wonderfully done. And Frank, your thoughts?
Yes. It's fantastic from the beginning. The way he brings it with the story, the narrative, was her narrative was a one-way street, a scented meat and broken souvenirs and glass windows. Then there is that what happened. Every metaphor. Hear me? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we're losing you, fading in and out.
Okay. I do apologize. I'll be brief then. I just thought it was an extraordinary write, extraordinary metaphor, and it was just beautifully central.
Oh, indeed. Indeed, yeah. Very sensual. And Kate, your thoughts. Hello, Katie?
Yes, darling, I'm here. Sorry, I was... I had a mouthful of orange juice.
You okay?
Yes. Not
whiskey. Or whiskey and orange juice.
Oh, can you imagine? The combination. I'm bad enough if you put water in my whiskey. Can you imagine fresh orange juice? I don't think so.
Citrus, yeah.
You wouldn't want to try it. It sounds awful. Yes, this was so clever. For a start. I love his handle. It's an amazing handle. I don't know. Do you call them handles? Papa, Mama, Jama handle? No, I don't know. But I think it's lovely. Excuse me. One second. I'm having real problems with my voice. I do apologize. Yes, so this was just wonderful. I mean, it was just... Her narrative was a one-way street to scented meats and broken souvenirs in glass windows. But I particularly like music pulled me like mermaids pull sailors to the depths. I stood as a novice scenting witchcraft on her dress. Now, who would have thought of that line? Stood as a novice scenting witchcraft on her dress. Beautifully done. Yeah. So I enjoyed every line of this. I thought it was a very clever write. Interesting. Lovely storyline too. Lots of colours, lots of Roman candles, lots of incense. Who could ask for more? Perfect evening. With a witch. Sounds ideal. Thank you so much for sharing, Papa Mama Jama.
Wonderful, wonderful comments there, Kate. And Phil, your thoughts.
I think that Papa Mama Jama did a great job in this piece. He started out strong and he just got better as we went further down.
No pun intended. Wonderful imagery. I love the use of the scent in the light as well. And I thought it was excellent poetry. Some of the great lines. I started out with into smoke levitating on her dancing bones, silken fingers with numbers, speckled bowling brush playing on me like a summer wind, like the green spice of spring, and her lips fire for the winds of winter. We eat sunny side up and baking ambrosia with bare hands and wet backs, grafting honeysuckle and sandalwood, perfuming the air with cardamom and eucalyptus. I thought that was just a beautiful way to bring this to a close, and really well done.
Indeed, such an awesome write by Papa Managema, which is strolling around Portugal this week. So I'm so envious. So hello from us, from all of us to you in Portugal over there. And on vacation in Portugal. And pardon me, Frank?
No, I couldn't hear. You said somebody's name. I didn't know who you said. I couldn't hear.
Oh, the poet that we just read. He's an A.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
So I'm kind of envious. And
I've lived in Portugal before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I want to go there. And one of my friends was over there recently, and she said it was so beautiful. So, yeah I'm not going to push in another write because, you know, we only have 4 minutes left. And, so maybe, Phil, you can maybe talk to us about some upcoming shows or what's coming up, my dear.
Yes. Tonight at 12:30, we have the Headliners Ball. I know that Neutron Bomb is going to be headline tonight.
Oh, that's so cool.
Oh, and Xylophonic Blues is the other one. So we have the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be wonderful. And tomorrow we have, I believe, Richard's show, which is an Art and So on Art. And this was, what do you say, this was inspired by Rimbaud. So that'll be a great show as well. And after that, we have Break On Through with Sam Rice after midnight at 12:30. And I'm not exactly sure what her topic is. Carryovers and Open Surrealism. So that should be another wonderful show. Sam always has something up her sleeve, that blessing. So lots of great poetry coming up. And Friday, of course, is just open poetry with me and Rex. And that'll be followed by Part Center, Part Saint. And Afasiana has a wonderful topic up for the After Midnight Show. And that has to do with, Beauty Beyond the Brick for Part Center, Part Saint. And so it's a wonderful contest. Everybody should really check it out. I know she was looking for lights earlier. So anyway, that's it for there. I'm going to stop on Friday because, you know, we can go around and around and around. But wonderful, wonderful topic, Naomi. Great prompt and wonderful response to the prompt. So much enjoy.
Yeah. And I want to point out something else. You know, Pam and Intimidus Rex are running a show, a contest on Rudy Francisco, the poetry of Rudy Francisco for After Midnight next Monday, I think it is, After Midnight. And, wow, check out the prompts, like his poetry, Rudy Francisco. They're like mini videos. But they're just like mind blowing. This guy is just wow. I mean, I listen to all his poetry, and it's just like incredible. You know, it's so inspiring. So I just wanted to give a nod out to that. And yeah, so and I'll put up the link to the contest after, you know. But yeah, thank you, Laurent. Thank you, Frank, for phoning in. And Katie, thank you so much. And thank you, Phil, for being there tonight. And yeah, it was so fun to have you here with me. And thank you for everybody who wrote for the show. Kisses and hugs to everybody. And yeah, good night, everybody. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Frank. Thank you.
Take care, Jeff. Take care.
Good night, everybody. Take care.
Good night. Be well.